Mega Rock.
Здравей, се извинявам, че се намесвам в шоуто на Мони Панчев, но ето, че сега имаме удоволствието, както ви обещахме, да докараме тук в нашето студио за първи път от всъщност 6 години нашите приятели от Аморфи. За първи път казвам, защото това е третият концерт, който правим техен тук на наша територия. Това са Еса Холопайнен, китаристът и Томи Йолцен, вокалистът Hi Boys, how are you?
Very good, thank you. It's very great good. To be here.
Yeah, thank you.
This is actually your third coming to Bulgaria, but the first time at the radio. Why you didn't come before? I mean, probably it was my bad. Yeah.
I don't know. We never had time. Now we have. That's good.
Каква е причината за тези години да дойдете? Всъщност, чак сега да идвате за първи път в радиото, може би вирата е моя, ми до този момент всъщност нямахме време, каза Еса, много късо време прекарахме в София, но сега на практика сме тук и това е добре. So, you entered the arena today, how does it feel? I mean, there are not so many bands that had played there in, so far.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting to see, you know, acoustic ways. If there's people, I don't think there is. No worry. And we will definitely do a great show there, having good atmosphere, but really hoping to feel it with people.
Yeah, we played a couple of times in stadiums. It's always compared to club shows. It feels kind of strange, you know, so much space and stuff like that. But when you enter the stage and you see all the people, you kind of forget that you are in an arena, in a big arena.
Mm-hmm. So. Okay. Наистина, арената е много яка. Надявам се това място, което сте отредили за нас, да се напълни, каза Еса. Тоби каза, ние всъщност сме свирили в клубове и винаги е било по-интересно и по-странно, когато свириш и в големи зали, но на практика това няма значение веднъж, когато излезеш пред публиката, нещата се оправят. So, this is probably the fifth or the sixth show from the tour. You started it like last week. How has it been so far?
It's been nice. It's the first time we actually started in the other way. Usually we always head over to Germany or around there and start the tour from there. But this time we started in Estonia and then headed down to Poland, Romania, now here. Tomorrow we are heading over to Greece. So it's totally opposite way we have toured before.
You said down under in a way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it's nice. It's been really nice. It's the feedback has been good, and especially the bands we are touring with, Lepros and Nahima, they are really great guys and really, I think, respect this tour and having a good time.
Добре, де всъщност това е петия или шестия концерт от турнето. Какво става до този момент? За разлика от предишните, този път започнахме някакси наобратно. Обикновено започваме от Германия или други такива. Сега обаче стартирахме от Естония, Полша, Румъния и сега сме тук в България. И наистина получава се изключително добре. Освен това, двете групи, с които сме на турне, Лепрас и Наима, са много приятни, така че наистина нещата се получават великолепно. Last time we spoke with you, Esa, it was on the phone. Regarding the beginning of Time's release, so you were not sure what exactly was going on by then because it was so early. But now, what do you think? What was the response of the fans? If you compare it to this immense response that you got about Skyforger,
I don't know yet. It's still the same answer. You know, we are just the middle of touring. We did the summer festivals with this album, and now we did the shows in Finland, which went really, really nice. So the feedback from there was extremely good. And now, you know, we tour here and see how people react and what's the feedback. But it's been really, really good. I really can't complain.
What do you think, Tommy?
I think people are really into when we are playing new songs on stage, of course, it's instead of playing just the same set list, it's a good thing, of course, for the fans that we have some new songs. But the feedback, as I said, it's been great, and we are really optimistic.
By the way, we don't have the special mics that you have, but I mean, you can easily drop it down, so it's going to be more comfortable for you, if you feel.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'll ask you about this special mic that you're promoting these days, but let me just do this in Bulgarian. Попитах ме Аморфи сега тук в нашето студио какво може да се каже по повод отношението на феновете към новия албум Beginning of Time, защото предишния път, когато говорихме с Сеса, беше по телефона и то малко преди излизането на албума. Дали всъщност те се притесняват от това, че могат да надминат изключително положителните отзиви, които получиха за Skyforger преди 2 години? На практика не мога да ви дам друг отговор, каза Еса, нещата са същите, но е хубаво това, че феновете естествено искат да чуят и нови песни по време на нашите концерти, така че не знам, сигурен съм, че ще се получи един добър концерт. Tell us something about the show tonight. Is it going to be any special?
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, you know why I'm asking this, because Bulgaria has been for so many years on the other side of the other Iron Curtain, with not bands coming at all. And now there are still more bands that you can even take care of. But there are still people saying, hey, why doing Amorphis all the time and not others? Well, I know my answer, but the thing is that I believe that it's you have to face this competition everywhere in the world. So are you putting anything else on your next shows, and what is the special thing that we should expect from you tonight, guys?
You know, we try to do the always better than before. And for this tour, we pushed much more than before. There's we have a killer lighting technician who's been now working with us for the last year almost. Very, very nice guy. And in general, the whole production is in totally different level than it was on the last time. And you know, it's like we pretty much tour where our people. You know, we don't tour territories that doesn't make sense. That's why we don't do months and months tours in America, because we are realistic, it doesn't make any sense. We go wherever there's people, and Bulgaria has always been good for us, and so it's great to support Bulgarian people and come over to play. So it's like versus vice. You serve the people and they serve you. I think that's how it works.
Yeah, that's a good philosophy.
Yeah.
добре де да предвид факта, че това е трети концерт на Amorphis в България. Какво ще направите по-специално? Защото е факт, че и нас, наши приятели, ни питат тук в Радио Тангра Мега Рок, които правим и този трети пореден концерт. Добре де, защо винаги Amorphis? Още повече, че днес в света има още повече групи, т.е. състезарието е жестоко. Вие как отговаряте на това? Китаристът на групата Еса Холопайнен каза: ми ние винаги се опитваме да правим всеки наш концерт по-добър от преди. Това, което ще ви изненадаме днес, е, че нашият светлинен инженер е изключителен. Работим с него от 1 година. А освен това, продукцията ни е на съвсем по-високо ниво. А пък иначе, за това, което казахте преди малко, за състезарието, ми ние всъщност е ясно, че си поставяме реалистични цели. Например, не правим дълги месечни турнета в Щатите, защото знаем, че няма смисъл. Идваме в България естествено с удоволствие, защото знаем, че всеки път има много хора тук при нас. So, Tommy, tell us about this famous new look microphone that you have.
It came from space.
So...
And it has 2 penises on it.
Yeah.
I knew that sausages. Extraterrestrials exist.
Yeah, but as a singer, I think it's good to have something unique, you know, instead of singing for some wireless thing, you know. So a friend of mine is working in a factory, and he knows how to do things like that. And I just gave him some rough ideas about how the microphone should look like. And he made his own version about it. This, as I remember, there's a Shure SM7 inside of it.
SM7?
So, yeah, so there's high technology inside. And I like it, weighs a lot, you know. it's just not a toy microphone. It's pure metal, and it weighs a lot.
Really?
So I really like to hold it in my hands and feel the power of the microphone.
That sounds very gay in a way. But
yeah,
sorry.
I know.
Усещам силата на микрофона, защото ще видите тази вечер тук на концертът в Арена Армеец София, как Томи Йолцен ще държи един много особен микрофон, нов дизайн. Той каза, в интерес на истината имам един приятел, който работи в едно място, което произвежда такива неща. Аз имах някои идеи, му показах вътре един Shure SM7, който е убийствена технология, но така или иначе микрофонът е истински, не е играчка и е много яко да го държиш в ръцете си. Това с което започнахме. So, because we don't have much time to go, to spend here, because it's working time in a couple of hours. What's next for Amorphis? I know that the tour is only been started, so you're gonna travel around the world. I saw that you have some date in Mexico or something with Sonata Arctica and stuff.
Yeah, we are going to do the 70 tons of metal cruise with several Finnish bands, and then from there we head to South America.
Okay.
And then coming back, I think sometime during the February, and then hopefully we have a little break before April, when there's already some shows in Finland.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's probably the time we're going to a little bit see what's the new songs probably are going to look like.
New songs?
Yeah.
All right.
The next album.
Yeah. Говорихме за това, че турнето всъщност им е дълго и това, което предстои, ще ходят на една такава финландска концепция от няколко финландски групи в Латинска Америка, след което почивка и ще започнат да мислят за новите песни. Аз казах нови песни, той каза да за нови албум. So, I mean, the thing I asked you this was that basically, obviously, you crossed the border. There was this big anniversary for releasing all this re-recorded with Tommy's voice, old classic of yours. But when you do this, it's like a big void probably in your heart that it has been done. So that's what I'm asking, was what is the next big thing in the plan?
Next big thing?
Or you still don't know?
It's really hard to say. There's a lot of plans, stupid plans and good ideas, but
maybe a movie.
A movie?
Maybe a movie, budget 1,000 euro.
what is the sea around Finland that is called?
A sea.
Yeah, the sea. How do you call the sea around Finland?
Oh, you mean the
ocean, the sea.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like when you said movie, it's like I was thinking of the Pirates of the Caribbean. So the Pirates of the what sea it is?
It's we are surrounded by Itämeri, which is like the East Sea.
Okay, so
which is the world's dirtiest sea?
Yeah, Pirates of the Itämeri.
Pirates of
the Itämeri.
Thanks,
pirates of the Itämeri.
Thanks to Russians who leave all the oil there.
Yeah, well,
it has become the most poisoned sea.
No.
It is.
No, I mean next to Japan. Now it should be the Fukushima thing. Is.
Oh yeah. I mean, but really, I don't know what's. Obviously, the next album will be again a challenge, and then we start to check the songs for there. But perhaps some ideas regarding the shows in future. I don't know. Too early to say anything yet.
Твърде е радо да говорим за това какво ни предстои. Няма да ви преведа това, което си говорихме за филма, който те искат евентуално да направят, но наистина новият, предстоящият ни, всъщност следващият ни албум, ще бъде наистина едно голямо предизвикателство, защото наистина е твърдо радо да се каже. Thank you, boys.
Thanks
for finally coming to the radio, and please do me finally a live ID on the radio. Hi, we are from Amorphis. You're listening to Tangra Mega Rock. Because I've been recording this and filming, but now it's going to be live.
Yeah. It's not so easy because now I can't write it down.
Yeah.
No, I don't either.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, we do the ID.
Do it.
Hi, this is Esa.
And this is Tommy.
We are Amorphis and you are listening Radio Tangra Mega Rock.
Okay. Thank you, boys, and I wish you a great show. I'm sure it's going to be a fucking amazing one.
Yeah, which
one? And I promise, if you do a decent album, to help you to do the next concert in Bulgaria. Thank you.
Thank you.